Ha.
As long as you don't make noise, pistachio eating is fine.
Just suck it down, you can't open your
mouth. But can we like chuck pistachio shells on the floor at the end of
in
a really
rage.
Good point?
In
yeah,
rage.
I know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like a, that's what I have to say about that.
Yeah, I'll allow it.
Put like a little pile and you just sweep it onto the floor.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
I got a lot of good points to make.
You are listening to In Airplane Repair, the most unfiltered, unedited, uncensored and unprofessional football conversation on the internet. Joining me today to discuss football and the fact that it is coming home, back on the In Airplane Repair, Otto Wolf at Otto underscore Wolf on Twitter. Hello.
Yo. How's it going?
It's good. Luke. You're here too, hi.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, good to be back.
And Jonathan Vickers.
Yeah, I'm here as well.
At the J Doggy Dog, welcome.
Thank you.
So I probably should just say how wonderful it is to be through on penalties. Mm. Initial thoughts on football coming home, Luke?
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, it's like, there's a lot of praise going around after the game to the manager and all the players and stuff, but it's like, if they'd lost on penalties, it would have been, and it's like, it was very close, you know? So it's very nice to be through. It doesn't mean like, oh, Southgate's a genius. Although they were good penalties, they clearly have been practicing. But like, they deserve to win the match, but they've still, it's still, they've kind of scraped it, you know?
Gareth Southgate is a genius, Johnny.
I would agree with that. He is the messiah. The guy
yeah.
to take it.
I would say that decision to bring on Eric Dier in the 88th minute.
Dier decision.
That's poor.
That's Dier.
Yeah, I think as soon as Dier was in, that's when we conceded. And to be honest, it wasn't until he put him back into defence in the second half each time until we started playing well again.
Yeah,
I didn't really understand any of the subs.
It was odd.
It was just weird. And then, but he did rectify it in the second half of extra time. Fine, after like a way too long.
Yeah.
He moved Henderson up, and then it was.
Well, he moved Dier back in because Walker went off for Rashford.
Oh, cool.
Then Dier went into defence.
Yeah.
And then Henderson go back into.
And then Kane kind of dropped.
He was meant to be a bit injured.
He was just, yeah.
Kane was. I barely standing by the end of the game.
Also, Vardy as well. Apparently, he was meant to take that last penalty.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
he hurt his groin. He like injected something into his groin after the game.
Jesus, that
sounds like he.
It's a classic Vardy. Banging the ground. Wow, I did not. Kane, I thought, was absolutely massacred in the game.
Yeah.
Like just bumped around, fouled.
A lot of criticism was that we didn't have many shots, and the penalty was like the last shot on target we had in the rest of the game. But we were. The Colombia player, weird. Game. They were pretty dirty. It was pretty.
They were dirty. Luke, too dirty? That headbutt. At that point, I feel like the referee began to lose control of the game.
I thought the bit that was terrible is when after the penalty was given, and then he didn't give like a single yellow card to the Colombia players surrounding him. Who they weren't even like. I don't think.
I've never
even,
seen it that long before.
Because they weren't even debating. Like they knew they're not gonna change his mind about anything. They're just doing it to try and put off the penalty taker.
Yeah.
And then it carded Henderson.
Yeah, so I thought that was
weird.
Henderson, who had a little headbutt of his own.
A little headbutt, but like.
Well, it's understandable.
That wasn't a headbutt.
That was just like a little shiver in his spine.
Just cold.
Yerry Mina had placed his head on Henderson's head, and then Henderson did a little like nuzzle up.
Henderson was like an affectionate.
Yeah.
Yerry Mina did continue his excellent form at this tournament, I felt. He did have a good game. Already being discussed moving to one of the Premier League big boys, apparently.
Oh, really?
From Barcelona.
To Barcelona, that's the one. That's it. He's going to Barcelona.
He's at Barcelona. Been there for a while.
Okay, so maybe it was the other one. What's the other centre back?
Sanchez.
He's already at Spurs. maybe what he's gonna play more regularly for Barcelona.
Yeah, I think
maybe he doesn't get the Barcelona team, so he'll be moving to one of the big boys.
Can I tell you what you actually think?
Yeah.
Alderweireld is going to Man United, and Sanchez is moving into the Tottenham squad.
No, that is true.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's have your men of the match, Otto Wolf.
Men of the match.
Well,
oh, I give a man.
Your mans of the match, please.
I had to be Maguire, didn't it?
I
wish it was Sterling, because he did play better, and I wish he'd played really well, mm-hmm. but he still lacked a little bit of end product. But yeah, Maguire was a rock.
His head seemed to just connect with every ball.
Huge head.
That it should have done.
It was incredible, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Think he missed a header.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
And all of his marauding runs.
And there's that great, the feeling you get when he marauds forward is wonderful.
And I think the thing is that the reason why he can do that is because they are playing the three at the back, and it means he has the freedom to do that.
Yeah.
He knows that there's protection behind him, which is nice.
Yeah.
It's a good system. It worked well for him.
Luke, man of the match?
Do you have to say a different man?
Well, if you've got anything else to add about Harry Maguire, that could also work.
I think everything's been said about him. Big man, big head, good runs. I'll say Kane, because he's so good at penalties.
You've gone for the FIFA technique.
The what?
You know, in FIFA, it's just whoever scores gets man of the match.
I think Kane did get man of the match.
Really?
I actually think that's a good shout. He got fouled a lot.
Yeah, that's what he's good at.
Like,
and that is
good hold-up play. I thought it was good hold-up play.
For the number of penalties he's taken, he still hasn't missed yet.
And
taking one in the game
and
in the shootout.
That is true.
And he could barely stand by the end of the game, and that shootout was like, he took it like it was in the first minute.
Yeah, whereas Vardy's not stepping up to take his. Because he's
growing. Well, let's not shit on Vardy too hard.
That's what a normal player would do.
I think Vardy bottled it. I don't think he was injured at all.
He hasn't bottled it.
When has Vardy ever bottled anything?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the penalties.
Oh.
Jordan Pickford, hero, man of the moment. Sir Jordan Pickford, potentially.
I reckon, yeah. Lord Pickford. I want to see him in the House of Lords. What a save.
A strong hand.
And he kind of... Because what was amazing is he came out so far forward, and yet it wasn't... Like, he wasn't off the line to begin with. He started, like, behind the line.
So you're saying he just came up to the line?
No, he started behind the line and then just, like, launches forward.
Is that amazing?
I think that's amazing.
Okay.
It's not like... Yeah, because all the other keepers have been getting off their line.
Yeah.
And
I do see that.
Still really
his post-match interview was nice. I was very impressed with him.
Yeah.
Standing up for himself. He's come under a bit of criticism, especially from Thibaut Courtois.
Was he?
Massive twat.
Yeah.
Yeah, Courtois said he would have saved Adrien Yanezai's shot because he's taller.
Probably true, though,
probably
isn't
true,
it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a factual statement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still a bit of a dick.
All right. Well, here on In Airplane Repair, we like to stand up for our fellow countrymen.
Yeah, we're a patriotic podcast.
So we're going to go with Courtois being a twat, if you don't mind.
The Belgian.
The penalties, Henderson missed his.
That's true.
The kick-ups, he was doing kick-ups.
Yeah, even Mike wasn't happy about that.
Didn't he fuck him up as well? There wasn't, like, it wasn't a clean keepy-ups, you know?
Yeah.
But I think a lot of the time, like, a lot of the, like, post-penalty talk is absolute bullshit.
Yeah, of course.
So it's like, when a player does a stutter and they run up, if they score, it's like, oh, he's waiting for the keeper to move, brilliant. Or if they miss, it's like, oh, the stutter, he lost momentum there. Yeah, obviously, it was designed to lose, but with the kick-ups, if he puts it in, it's like nobody's saying anything about
it.
Well,
they'll be like, he's confident, he's doing kick-ups on his way.
Yeah, yeah, they'll be like, oh, yeah, he's just getting the nerves out of his legs. Because I could see, like, you might want to be like... Because you get kind of nervy.
Mm.
Just let the adrenaline out a little bit. Move your legs around on the way.
Yeah.
Instead of just walking. But
Marcus Rashford, shout out.
Oh, I was just about to say.
20 years of age.
What a walk.
I would have spaghetti legs.
I remember when it was the semi-final of the... what was it called? The school...
Primary school...
Manor
Cup.
Do you remember when I had to do my shoelace up?
I don't know.
My hands were shaking too much. To do my shoelace up. Imagine doing that in the World Cup.
Oh, man. And then Pickford would come out, he would tie your shoes for you. Pickford,
yeah, he'd
with his gloves. Oh, no one can do it.
Maybe this is a good time to mention my rule.
Yeah,
Which you actually did.
I did slightly. This is a theory of mine where the first team to miss a penalty will win the shootout if both teams do not score their first three. Like, fail to score their first three, you get me?
Yeah.
Unless it's the worst.
If any listeners would like to do some statistical research and see if we can back this up.
This is absolute bullshit.
You could tweet us at pilotpundits on Twitter. So far, that rule has worked twice in this tournament out of the three shootouts.
That's good.
Can I give an honourable mention to Jordan Henderson and the fact that he pounded the floor at the end in just like pure joy?
That was a moment that filled me with almost wanted to cry. I feel like there were tears.
He would have been under so much pressure after missing that. I can't imagine what he would have gone through.
Yeah, Ian Wright probably was feeling for him.
Oh yeah, I bet he was.
And a good bundle at the end.
Oh, a great bundle.
You know how we love our bundles.
So, football is coming home, but on the way we have to play another team. Yeah. Sweden. Yeah. How do you see it going?
Are we score prediction? Are we running a simulation?
Run the simulations, boys.
Oh. Well, see, last time my simulation was quite off because I may have somewhat miscalculated. I didn't know that the Colombian centre backs were, you know, all already at such big clubs.
Mina and Sanchez.
I feel like Sweden, they've got some tall players, probably big centre backs. They'll be frustrated.
Sweden are going to sit back, aren't they?
It's going to be similar to the Colombia game, I think, although Sweden are probably going to be less dickheads. Mm-hmm. But I didn't expect the Colombia game to be like that. I do expect, so probably like maybe one.
Can we score a goal from open play?
Yes.
Does it matter, even if we can't?
I think we've got a target.
1-0 to England. You're going one, Johnny?
I'm feeling a good 2-1.
How is that going to happen?
2?
Actually, no, Sweden aren't going to score.
Okay.
Because they can't shoot for shit.
Mm.
I mean, yeah.
I can imagine us being 1-0 up in the last minute and then having a long throw.
Yeah, I mean, they do have the long throw, but their shooting against Switzerland was some of the worst I've ever seen.
Okay, that's filling me with confidence.
They do have bad shooting.
Are you filled with confidence?
I think they're really good on set pieces. Set pieces are supposedly our main source of goals.
Wow.
So we actually need to be scoring from open play a bit more. I think we need to have more like quick runs into the box in the wings, like get Sterling and stuff, so then they play balls on the floor, because I don't think we're going to win aerial battles. And I don't think set pieces...
Maguire's going to be winning those aerial battles.
Sweden have been really good, and their set pieces are their thing.
Okay. So how do you see it going?
Yeah, we'll win 3-0.
3-0?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going with 1-0 England.
Nice.
I think. A nervy last 5 minutes. So, let's say we beat Sweden. We either play Russia or Croatia. Croatia knocked out a team in the last 16. Who was it?
Denmark.
Do you want to talk about that game at all?
That was a good game. Schmeichel had the game of his life with his dad watching. I can't remember exactly how the goals were.
It wasn't a great game.
I thought it was a great game. Denmark were my dark horse, but I actually had some vested interest. Yeah, Modric did have a penalty saved in the 128th minute by Schmeichel, and then had to come back, and then it went to penalties. And I thought Schmeichel was pretty amazing. He was really let down by his team. The penalties were absolutely shit from both teams.
We're on the subject of dark horses. Jasper, who isn't with us today, his dark horse, you know, his shiny silver horse, Spain, knocked out by Russia. Luke, your thoughts on that upset?
Well, Russia, my dark horse.
Wow.
Horses collide.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sweetly specific. I'm a bit.
Thank you.
So I'm thrilled at that. Also, yeah, it was Spain just didn't really do enough, and as you've got to take into account illegal drugs and the crowd when you're picking your dark horses, as well as the fact that they won their opening game 5-0. I feel like my dark horse, they've achieved their dark horse status.
Yeah, I think your dark horse.
Euros, did they even qualify for the Euros? They were just like a nothing team.
Yeah. Also, apparently in the Confederations Cup that they do the year beforehand, they were shit, and like Russians were worried about like being embarrassed.
Being humiliated.
So I think anything more here is a bonus.
Spain ponderous. To me, it was like watching Liverpool against West Brom, where like
I can see that comparison.
So Russia against Croatia. Do you think, Luke, can the dark horse go any further?
you'd be facing Jasper's dark horse, which is
if Croatia just have to do better to be achieved dark horse, you know, if Croatia win the World Cup, that's a definite dark horse shot.
Yeah, but that's not really what I would call a dark horse, to be fair. But yeah, fair enough.
I can see them doing it against Croatia.
Because Croatia were not that good against Denmark.
No.
Like, they didn't create much. They had basically nothing till that chance in the 128th minute where they got, they were going to score, and then he put him down. But
okay.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah, it'll be... The one thing is, like, have picked them as my dark horse. I want Russia to do well, but also they're just going to play frustrating, kind of... uninteresting football by sitting there.
Johnny, let's talk about your shining silver horse.
My shining silver horse,
Belgium. They defeated Japan 3-2 in what I'm going to call the game of the tournament so far.
That's a big chat.
But not France, Argentina.
Well, I mean...
Hey, this is what he's calling it.
We can get to that. A thrilling encounter.
Very
Japan,
thrilling indeed.
Heartbroken.
Yeah. Indeed. I mean, Japan played amazing. Chose not to just hold it back in defence, but
they pressed the whole game. Like, they ran like dogs.
They got their food in the beginning, and then they... the metaphor doesn't work, but they were shot.
they were put down.
So we're moving on from horses to dogs. as an animal metaphor of choice.
It was...
Yeah.
They were very excited dogs. Probably shouldn't have got... Tuol probably shouldn't have put all their dogs up for the corner.
Yeah.
And then they were overrun by
Belgium. But actually quite a good counter-attack by Belgium.
That was amazing.
Kevin, it was unbelievable.
I reckon, yeah, they're a shiny horse. They're still shining. There's a bit of rust there.
They are still shining. Credit, I mean, this is the thing. I was going to say credit to Martinez for switching things up when things weren't working, but if he was a better manager, he probably would have just not gone 2-0 down in the first place. I don't know.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, Fellaini, what a lad.
What a lad.
Oh, God, I hate Fellaini.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but what a lad, though.
Mate. He scores. He doesn't score when he wants, but he scores when he needs to.
Yeah. Which is maybe more important.
Okay,
yeah.
So that was not the game of the tournament. It was, in fact, France-Argentina.
I thought that was pretty good game. Yeah.
Tell us why.
It was so long ago. That was the first game of the round of 16, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Mbappe was incredible.
Yeah.
Messi was
not
isolated.
Messi at the World Cup for me.
Yeah.
Summed up in one performance.
Yeah, but
I need Jasper here to back me up because Messi didn't have a bad game.
No, I mean, I'm not saying it was his fault.
No.
I'm not saying he had a bad game.
No.
I said that
the
performance summed up his... Oh,
the thing is, he had. They decided to put Messi up front to try and change it up and try and confuse him. And then he had Kante and both centre-backs just on him the whole game. Matuidi is just like...
The Argentinian tactics were horrendous in that game.
Yeah,
because Messi was on... as up front, and then he didn't really play false nine, he played like just centre mid most of the game. But then they didn't have a striker, and they had Aguero and Higuain on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Aguero comes on in the last 20 minutes, and he scores with like pretty much his first chance.
Lovely cross.
Although there were talks that Messi was dictating the formation.
There were always those kind of talks.
The commentator had the great line because the manager, the Argentinian manager before the game, had said that Argentina were going to play with a knife between their teeth. And he was like, maybe it's the knife taken from his back.
Whoa.
Jesus.
So Argentina have taken the knife out of their back.
Apparently
they've had a bit
of a revolt. Maybe like a Chelsea Di Matteo situation,
right.
You know, in Champions League when John Terry was just doing the tactics.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't... Like, so your claim is that Messi's decided this team and he's been like, yeah, we're not going to put Aguero up.
Yeah.
Why would Messi do that?
Because he wanted to be false.
Also, why does Dybala not play? He's pure quality, in my opinion, Johnny. I mean, like, would you agree with that?
Yes.
Right, we got... Do you agree with that?
Yeah, he's great.
You were frowning.
I agree. But they've got a lot of quality, like Higuain, Aguero, Dybala.
But surely if you're not, like, you would put him on.
On the bench.
Yeah. I don't really understand.
One of them doesn't even play in Europe. He plays in, like, Santos or something. Like, what? I mean, it's bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was... Messi 10, Di Maria left, Dybala right, Aguero up front. That would have been fine.
Yeah, right, new manager.
Why? it's more complicated than just saying, you know, right. Maybe it's off this back of this podcast, I'm like, you know, that's how
Messi's international career's over now, so it doesn't matter.
It'll drop back, it'll become a sitting midfield player.
Yeah, did he not announce his retirement after the game?
Yeah, he announced his retirement after the last time. Yeah.
He'll be back 4 years, I still believe.
Right, okay. We could talk about that great goal by Pavard.
That
was a really good goal.
That was potential.
Was it better than Nacho's goal?
Yes.
I disagree.
Top bins.
It wasn't, it was side bins.
It was top bins.
It was front bins.
It was side bins.
Top bins.
Oh my god, it was top.
Firstly, side bins don't exist. Secondly, it was top bins.
And Inacho's was bottom bins and had such pace on it.
Yeah, I mean, Pavard wasn't slow, mate, was it?
No, but.
And it was top bins. It was straight. Like, have you seen that shot from behind where it just...
Yeah. For me, Nacho's had more of that, like, impending shot aspect to it where, like, you know the ball's coming to someone. Who's it coming to?
I thought they had pretty similar quantities of impending shot.
Yeah.
Also, I don't think that's what defines exactly how good it is.
Also, also, Pavard, you know, he's like, nobody had heard of him until this season.
Put him on the map.
Yeah. Nacho, he's a Real Madrid. And he's like, you know, he's got that in his locker. Who knew this guy? Leverkusen was in the second league of France last season.
So he is well and truly on the map now.
And then he moved
to
the
Bundesliga. Do we need just a moment to discuss another player who's cemented their place on the map? Mbappe.
Paul Pogba.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Mbappe was sold for 180 million.
But now he's proved himself on the biggest stage of all, I would say. And proved himself just with pace, if anything else. Have you ever seen a faster player at the World Cup, John?
Never in my life. What a player.
What a player. Boom. Future Ballon d'Or winner.
Yeah, I mean, there was something significant with Michael Owen, that's all I know.
What?
It was like he scored on the same day as Michael Owen did.
I think Michael Owen was the last teenager to score 2 goals in a single World Cup game.
There I think it go. Was also... The it fact that Michael Owen scored as a teenager against Argentina at the World Cup on the same day that
Mbappe
scored.
Maybe we're looking at a future Michael Owen.
That sounds fake. Like fate, and I'm a big believer in it.
Win the Ballon d'Or, get injured, have a shit career.
Go to Newcastle, write for the
I'm
Sun.
I'm excited for it.
Okay. So Mbappe's going to be writing for the Sun in 8 years.
I think aerial tours goodbye.
But yeah, Mbappe was incredible.
Any more honourable mentions?
The whole French, the Pogba.
They're
why can't
good.
Play like that for Madrid?
They're looking good.
Fucking Mourinho. If only it wasn't Mourinho.
They're looking good. They've got Uruguay in the next round. Uruguay defeated.
Game. That's going to be such a game.
They defeated a team who.
Portugal.
Uruguay remind me of Atletico Madrid in the way they play.
Atletico.
Would you like to say anything about that? Luke?
They've got 2 Atletico Madrid centre-backs.
Yeah.
Well, that might have something to do with it.
I just feel like they're quite physical.
Yeah.
They're quite well organised. And they also, like, will hit you on the break.
Mm. Yeah, they'll do that.
Also quite dirty.
I wouldn't say they're a special... I guess Guardian's quite...
They've got that kind of suave. South American street vibes. If I can say that.
Don't know.
No?
I'm feeling that.
We should get
classic, just like
as opposed
hit the ball at the player, run at the player, somehow get the ball, rather than like actually skill them up.
Suarez,
are you saying that's what's going on the streets of South America?
Yeah, man, that is totally going on.
Coming out of the favelas, going
the streets
down,
of running. Uruguay, it is a dirty game.
Okay, so in Brazil they're doing all the fancy tricks, and in Uruguay they're just fucking kicking lumps at each other.
You should,
not even football,
fighting
chokes
at each other.
They might not even be a ball, they're just kicking each other.
He's fighting.
And that's how Suarez came.
So they're going to play. And
somehow
they're
going to
play France.
They're going to play France.
Can we. Yeah.
You want to talk more about the game, do you?
I want to talk about the goal.
Oh, yeah, talk about it.
That was the best goal of the tournament.
Yeah, speak about it.
It was a.
Let's talk about the goal.
It was a cross field 1-2.
It's not a 1-2, man.
It was. Suarez to Cavani. No, Cavani to Suarez.
And then Suarez takes a few touches. I feel like that
makes
it
like,
but that's still a 1-2.
He cut inside.
I thought it is a 1-2. I feel like 1-2 is like boom, boom.
No.
This was like boom, boom.
Yeah, that's. I'll take that.
That wasn't even a very long period of time.
Yeah,
it was definitely a lot longer than that.
No, it was...
Boom.
Cavani pings it to Suarez, cross-field, literally, by
Suarez. Oh, it was amazing.
Suarez cuts inside, and then Suarez
crosses it and Cavani admittedly faces it in.
But, that makes it better.
But I would, my argument is I have never seen a goal like that, and I will probably never see one like that again. Whereas I have seen Pavard, Nacho's goal. They're amazing, but I've seen them.
So is that your goal of the tournament so far?
So far.
Okay. Wow, you heard it here first. So they're going to play France. Run your simulations. How's it going to go, Otto Wolf?
I think Uruguay surprise win 2-0.
2-0.
Wow. Yeah, it's going to be 1-0, probably quite early on in the first half, Suarez. And then they're going to score on the break. Maybe Suarez again, I'll say, in the second half, because France are pushing a lot of players up. Like goalie, like Uruguay's defence is like the best defence in the tournament, I think. Their defence is fucking incredible, so go for that.
Anyone have anything to say about that?
Are we going around and doing ours?
Might just quick got anything to say about that.
I mean, sounds like it could happen.
Because the thing is, you're thinking, oh my god, France looked amazing in that last game. They're gonna be just smashing the goals in. But it's like, well, maybe, but they did only just beat an Argentina team who are not that great.
No.
And whereas Uruguay have just been solid as shit the entire
time. Okay, tournament. So Uruguay are semi-finalists, Russia are semi-finalists, England are semi-finalists. The fourth semi-finalists are going to be either Brazil or your dark horse, Belgium.
My most shining horse.
Brazil are your shiny horse. Tell us about Brazil. Tell us about their game.
Well, they won 2-0, didn't they? Good play up front, basically. Just a cheap. The first goal, nice little run from Neymar. Willian had a great game. Mm. Gets across, gets like down the side, gets the ball back. Kind of a shot cross.
Willian, very good.
see, it looks like they haven't been like spectacular yet, but they haven't needed to be.
No, yeah. They're still cantering.
Still. Yeah, they're still. Well, it's dogs now. What do dogs do?
I think we got to go back to the horses.
Okay, yeah. They did. Oh, they fuck. Yeah, the 2-0. That's really stamping that Mexican horse to
that Mexican horse totally is to dead.
Yeah, it's not even like. It's never going to race again. Afterwards, it's already been killed by the Brazilian horse. To be fair. Given what had just happened to it, it was looking pretty good.
Yeah. But, after Sweden had, like, you know, shot its ankle, it recovered.
Sweden, no, it's still a horse.
Oh.
A horse carrying a gun.
Sweden was a barrier.
Sweden was
it?
A barrier, actually. It was a bit of a sloppy
analogy. Okay.
Better than the dogs, one of these.
Well, each country could be a breed of dog.
I like that,
actually. Brazil. A labradoodle.
Flashy. Get a job done.
But they're a bit flashy as well.
Is that a labradoodle? Get the job done.
I don't know much about dogs, but I feel like...
I don't think a labradoodle's ever done a
job
in its life.
What about a sheepdog doodle?
How about France being... They're like a Dalmatian. Very expensive dog.
Yeah,
very desirable dog.
Yeah.
But is it as fast as a greyhound?
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
But Uruguay the greyhound.
They're tough.
Brought up in the streets of Uruguay.
Gang dog.
They'd be a bulldog. Come on. Suarez is such a bulldog. But yeah, fair enough.
So, Neymar has spent 14 minutes... on the floor in this World Cup.
That's a good fact.
That's a real fact. Disgraceful is a word I've heard thrown around. Johnny, is it disgraceful?
I don't know if it's disgraceful. I think it's just slightly embarrassing for him. Like, because loads of players do it where you pretend to be hurt. He's just going over the top. Mm-hmm. And I just think he should be embarrassed.
I've heard some pundits say that England need to become a little bit more like Colombia and Brazil in their antics and their dirtiness.
Mm.
Do you agree with that?
I don't think Southgate would ever want that. Yeah. But I can see where they're coming from.
Henderson, for me, hit in the chin with the headbutt, went down holding his forehead.
His eyes.
We're getting there.
Yeah, we are.
That is the shockwave.
It just needs to keep rolling. That was the problem. I reckon he rolled. Definite red card.
So for me, the tie of the round is Belgium Brazil. I think.
Yeah.
And that's just. Have we run simulations for this?
France Uruguay. No, we haven't done simulations for that.
Because I think that'll be, like, in terms of just, I reckon goals have got to fly in that game. Brazil have been good in defence.
Because Martinez can't defend.
Brazil will be banging goals. So Belgium are going to have to be banging in goals.
Can I mention Lukaku?
Yes.
For me, Lukaku is a very good player. Scores a lot of goals, but. Has never ever turned up in a game bigger than Man United Stoke.
So you think he's not going
to
turn up?
I don't think he ever scores in big games.
When he was at Everton, but not since he's gone to a big team.
Yeah. Even when he was at Everton, I don't know.
Yeah.
He destroyed Chelsea that
one. Do you think he just destroys, like, bad defences? Or do you think it's a mental thing?
I don't know. I feel like good teams now to defend against him. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, so, but like, will he score against Brazil?
Yeah, he will.
Will he score?
No.
Well, I'm going to say that even if he doesn't score, he could still be very useful. Like that, their winning goal against Japan, that was so much was done by Lukaku.
But also nothing was done by
Lukaku. Though he didn't touch
it was
the ball.
A very good damage.
So
good
firstly, yeah, he runs in, which creates the space for the runner on the right, and him running in then draws the defender away from Chadli, so that he draws that defender in, somehow knows he's behind him, and does the dummy. Like, he doesn't get any he doesn't get an assist for that, but like, that goal would not
happen. It's all about the stats, we all know that.
Wasn't that good.
It was a dummy worthy of a goal. It really was.
Yeah, definitely.
It really was.
Yeah, that is true. I think he's actually a lot more of an intelligent footballer than people realise.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I would like to have Jasper here to discuss his choking mentality.
Oh, yeah.
Because he definitely is a bit of a choker. He's not good on one-on-ones.
Maybe.
Yeah. And that's kind of like, that's the archetypal choke.
But maybe because he is such a big name and he's so dangerous, he does create that space and he doesn't, maybe, like, you know.
He's a big name that is actually yet to prove himself, and he knows
he's
that.
Still very young. He's got time on his side.
24?
No, I don't think I think he's younger than that. I think because he was the youngest ever player ever to reach 50 goals in the Premier League.
Yeah, that is true.
And I think he's had, I mean, anyway. So
that was my phone.
It's very exciting, this World Cup. I've come to the end of my notes. So it's time to play a game. Cool. Anything you can do, I can do better. So this is the part of in-air play repair where we go around our expert panel, and if you're a member of that panel, it's your job to name a particular task or role carried out by a member of the footballing world that you think they're doing wrong and could do better.
So I could choose,
if
like,
you were in that role yourself.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
So I could choose like goalkeeper coach.
We can edit out the thinking time.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So just
we're going around.
We'll just go. Just have a moment to think about it. While I'm doing that, I'll just and yeah, feel free to tweet us your ideas at Twitter handle?
Pilot Pundits.
Luke.
Yeah, so
anything you could do, I can do better.
If I was a senior football person in charge of what they're doing with
what do you mean over the age of like 60 years old? Like senior?
No, senior is in well respected and in
you got a bus pass.
How much cocaine have you taken?
It's like a winter fuel.
Have you been invited to any bunga bunga parties yet?
Are you being paid by FIFA to stick your middle fingers up at Colombians?
Okay, I'm being paid by FIFA, but not.
How corrupt are
they? They weren't Colombians.
No. What?
How corrupt are
zero
you?
Corruption. Yeah.
But then obviously you're not a senior person in the football.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
I'm unbelievably corrupt.
Oh,
but
I still
love the game. I love
that.
Money, but I love the game a little bit more.
Are you a pundit?
No, I'm not a pundit. What I'm saying is,
are you?
They should start
European.
Are you allowed?
There are two.
Yes, no.
You're a fictional character.
No. So I've got. There are two possibilities. This is for dealing with professional fouls. Professional fouls.
Okay.
They should either just start giving red cards for any professional foul.
Discreet then.
Okay. Well. Or they should introduce a sin bin and start sin binning people for professional fouls. Because it's just like. It ruins some of football, which is when like a team's on a counter, they've got a lot of space, like you want to see some like nice move, maybe a great goal, maybe a last ditch tackle or save or something.
Yeah.
Runs in, just fucking grabs a shirt, kicks him in the legs, and it's like, oh, he's taking one for the team. They're like, he's not taking much, he's got a yellow card for. Like,
so
just get
what we do now in this game is we go around and we say, could Luke do it better?
So what could you do better? Make rules.
Oh no, do you agree with him? Yes or no?
Okay.
Simbin.
I can see a Sinbin working, but I also think it would make things a bit more complicated, and I just guess for referees, they then would have to make the decision, you know, whether, is it, because is, I assume Sinbin's, do you get a yellow card and a Sinbin?
I was hoping for a one word answer.
That's sorry.
That's right, you go ahead.
Is it a yellow card and a Sinbin, or is it just a Sinbin? Is it like a green card, but then you can get a yellow card later?
Green.
I don't think you get a yellow green. And a
Sinbin. You get a yellow and a Sinbin.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you do it again, after you come, you're off. Well, you'd be off anyway.
Yeah. Okay, I'm definitely not pro red cards for professional fouls, because, like, as a fan, when someone gets a red card, it's just boring.
It does kill the game.
It makes the game really boring.
I don't want to see loads of red cards. I want to see no professional fouls.
Yeah, but, I mean, you could just shoot everybody that, you know... Yeah, we've already gone through this.
Yeah, but also I would rather see lots of red cards than lots of players just getting shot.
Let's just wrap this up. Johnny, are you pro?
I'm pro. Like, if you think about that, Mbappe run roaring down.
And I'm gonna go with yes too. I'm gonna go with yes. So Luke, you can do it better.
He could have scored.
Should I just say yes now? Well, so you can edit it.
No, I don't think
Mbappe was going to score. I think it was a terrible decision from where
I heard it. Okay, maybe he wouldn't have scored.
But not that. But anyway, thanks for backing me up, Johnny, even though you used a bad example.
Well done, Luke.
Cheers.
Yeah. You win.
I think I could be a better camera director.
Oh.
Oh.
I would have less sexy women.
Yeah.
Fewer sexy women.
No. Still women, but they're just less sexy.
I would have fewer sexy women.
What would you replace?
And I would show the replays for Pickford's save. Yeah. So I would have less shots of James Rodriguez.
Yeah, I mean, who is that guy? Yeah.
The broadcasters have come under a lot of fire for this, for not showing Pickford's saves. Their official stance is, this World Cup, they're really trying very hard not to miss any of the open play action.
That should have been shown. There were breaks in play.
They didn't even show it after the game.
Yeah, the corner's quite clear.
Yeah, but the corner could have been taken quickly. And in their defence, like, if you had missed that goal.
But you think they would have shown it, like, in the break after the match?
Yeah, after it happened, it was never seen again.
Okay, I'm going to go with no.
You just want the sexy ladies.
Well, no, because sexy ladies, fine. And also, I feel like it was a risk worth taking. They should have shown it afterwards, but I don't think you could be a better camera director.
Okay.
I don't think
Luke could be a better rules maker.
No, I feel like on the basis of Luke's rule suggestion, I'm well supporting you for
FIFA
quite president.
Up to red cards, though. I agree. I think it's kind of embarrassing the amount of times they go to sexy women.
We'll just reduce it then a little.
Yeah.
But what are you going to have instead? What do you
want
to see?
Just like
more
some
kids?
Normal happy fans, not just like. Because sometimes they just stick on the same woman and they're like.
Yeah, that's right.
They just go back
so
to
how about
every
a more like a wider variety of women?
Yeah.
And men. And topless men. I want to see more.
That's a good point.
Men.
I said that watching the game.
And
we
less,
need more
less babies.
Yeah.
Fewer babies. Can't get out of that one.
Yeah, they're just older kids. They're just less babies than the other babies.
Like a toddler.
Yeah. More.
I don't want to see any toddlers. Man.
Something else I think that they don't show enough of is like so. If there's like a close chance, like they'll show a replay of that later. If somebody does an absolutely filthy bit of skill. Mm. They'd never go back and show that. Like, there was one point in, like...
Unless it's Neymar or Ronaldo or Messi.
But, like, there was one point in, like... It was in one of the matches, like, some player was, like, stuck in the corner, like, spins around, nutmegs his man, gets a cross in. Like, nothing really came with the cross, but, like, I still wanted... I wanted
bit,
to see
him
just, like, the slow motion of that defender's face falling as it went through his legs and the guy ran past him.
So maybe... okay.
I'm with you on that. So you're on my team.
I'm on your team.
Nice.
Really. I would like to be a, like.
Yeah, we can team up.
Yeah.
Sweet. Are you going yes or no?
Yeah, I reckon I'll back out to the scene selector.
Thank you.
Keen on.
You can just call me director. Maybe we should make
I'm on the fence. I'm on the fence. But the democracy rules, so you can do it better.
Thanks.
Well done.
That's great.
Johnny, come up with anything, or do we just we could save the, you know, we could.
Unless something pops into my head in the next minute.
Okay. Let's have your moment of the last 16. Luke Stamper. Johnny Vickers. Luke was too slow.
Obviously, are we just excluding England penalties? Because that's just unfair.
You can have that.
Okay. All right. I'll go with that. I'll go with Trippier's penalty. Because I feel like that was following our miss.
Yeah, very tough.
Possibly following their miss.
they scored
even more pressure.
They scored, yeah, and then
they missed their last
steps
two.
Up.
Yeah.
And What a penalty. Yeah.
He's just walked into the England team and performed at a very high level.
He had a good game.
He's a revelation, isn't he?
Possibly at fault for the goal.
Yeah.
He was on the line, he could have...
But he did own up to it at the end of the match.
He did, I like that.
Yeah, no, that's a bit of honesty there.
No, that's great.
Luke?
I think... Maybe the... It would have been more of a moment, actually, if Denmark had gone on to win the game. When Croatia won that penalty. It was like, because the guy had just rounded the keeper, was through on goal, gets brought down, then the penalty's saved.
On that note, on a similar note, end of games, my moment, even though it broke my heart, was Japan conceding in the last minute. Yeah. That's just football at
especially
its finest
after that
for me.
Kick as well. I'm going to go with, in the Russia game, you know, their striker's like the tallest man in the whole world.
Yeah.
At one point, it was chipped. I think it was maybe... What's the Barcelona right back? Left back?
Alba.
And Alba was so small, he didn't even have to jump to head it. He just chested it over Alba's head. And it was possibly the greatest thing I've seen.
All right. On that note, perhaps it's time to wrap things up. So England are going to...
win the World Cup?
Get to the final of the World Cup, I think.
All South Americans are street playing rugged fighters.
It's true.
There should be a more diverse array of characters shown in the stands.
Yeah.
There should be Simbins for yellow cards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Brazil are still a shining silver horse, yet to prove themselves, and Jordi Alba is short. You've been listening to the In Air Plane Repair podcast with me at Mr. Jimmy Rowe, at Otto Wolf, at J Doggy Dog, and Luke, who does not have Twitter. Join us next time. We'll be discussing England's victory over Sweden in detail and much, much more. Ta-ra!